I went for a lovely walk with my dog. My dog died. I didn't even say anything about that, did I? My dog died. The one I just made the video about, my dog died. So there's that. And it was a nice experience. There hasn't been a bunch of misery and suffering, and there's been grief, but it's been okay. It's been okay. So that, I mean, sure, there's been crying, and there's me digging a hole and burying a dog in it right next to the shed where I'm at and everything. I'm amazed people have, like, reached out and are like, you know, I'm so sorry, and it's weird because it's, I'm so accepting of them. Like, it's okay, the dog was, you know, I'm not, it doesn't hurt that much. Well, I guess what hurt a lot was when my dog bit my daughter. That there was a ton of hurt, and it's kind of like our idea of her died a year ago. When the dog bit her daughter a year ago, our idea of her died a year ago. And thus, with the actual body dying a year later, the more of our life with having her in the house and having her as a dog that was around all the time instead of putting her outside or in her own room, the idea of her took, that was the main thing that died. So that was very painful a year ago. But there was a lot of good growth that came out of that for me too and for our family, and being loving and compassionate, and I'm grateful today for the experience. Yeah, my wife and I, we cried, and we felt our feelings on it, which is really nice, because to me, to feel my feelings mean that's love. If I'm crying out of loss, that's how much I love him. I'll tell you what's been a lot. My dad dying, man, that the grief from that just hits me randomly all the time. I had a contractor come over to fix my shed the other day, and man, I literally ended up in bed 30 minutes crying in grief from just missing my dad, because he just reminded me so much of my dad. My dad did a lot of woodworking when I was little. He built me a shed, and my dad would be smoking and listening to the radio. And this guy, you know, my dad was an alcoholic. He got sober right around the time I'm thinking of. So here I got this sober man over that reminds me totally of my dad, you know, doing the same kind of stuff. And I just, the grief, even though my dad died 5 years ago, the grief just crushed me. But no, I love Peaches, and Peaches is buried right next to the yard. My daughter came through with a beautiful vision. She said she pictured my dad and Peaches going for a walk together in the neighborhood. So I'm like, that is really beautiful. That was the main grief with my dog over about a year ago. Is when my dog bit my daughter. That was the main grief right there. Our life as we knew it with having a dog in the house was over. We could obviously never have the dog around the, you know, just in the house like we did before that. We did have our grief, a lot of grief over that for a while. And there was massive pain like the day it happened. And actually there was massive relief the day afterwards. Like, okay, you know, we're going to get through this. And we considered taking her to the vet. That was one of those things where very strong opinions came and went. At one point, I'm like, we absolutely need to take her to the vet, put her down. It's not responsible to be having her around. Then I switched completely and went with the opposite opinion. I'm like, look, you don't just kill your family members if they do something you don't like, for, you know, or they hurt each other. So we went all the way around that as a family, and we came to the conclusion the loving, kind thing to do is keep the dog separated and put the other dog out with her so she wasn't alone all the time. And in some ways, it's kind of a relief that she just has died on her own now, because now we can have the other dog back in the house and kind of have a normal life with a dog again instead of, you know, what we were doing before.